So, how do you put on the American accent? You have to take on the way Americans use their mouths and muscles in their mouths. I don't like the term lose your accent. You're speaking English in the style which is correct and natural and normal for your first language. You're still talking the way you grew up talking. The only way that you can make your speech sound like that of a native-born American speaker is for you to put on an American accent. How do you do that? It's not just a matter of correcting your pronunciation of some vowels and consonants, like saying pretty instead of pretty, or worthwhile instead of worthwhile. Pronunciation is a factor, but that's where you now leave off and move on to teaching something else. I'm teaching you something else. I'm going to teach you how to change the impression of your accent. Every language has its own pitch and rhythm characteristics. First thing, how the pitch or the notes change while speaking and how you stress the syllables, how you elongate the syllables, and how much space there is in between sounds. Speaking a second language like English with the intonation or speech patterns of your first language is natural to you. Now I'm going to teach you how to do an American way of speaking. So you put on a rhythm and melody pattern that is more comfortable or native sounding for American speakers of American English to listen to. That's what you'll be doing. So you're going to be putting on an American accent that will be easier on the American ear to hear, right? The second thing we'll learn is to change the way that your mouth muscles move during speech and the way that they focus the sound on different parts of your mouth cavity. Speaking a second language with the tone focus or response is the major contributor to the accent sound that you're producing. It's only after teaching these two skills that you will then learn specific pronunciation again. These two features will make you sound clearer and easier to understand. The two features will also help you learn how to move into pronunciation drills, and you'll be more able to speak American after having really focused on these two things. So the melody in American English, how the mouth moves, how we place the sound, again, it's in the middle. It's in the middle, that da, that schwa sound. Other, older, the ER in older, the ER in other, and also the O in O-T-H-E-R, other, that duh, is that last vowel in the American language that is not a written vowel, but a spoken vowel, the schwa sound. Speech muscularity and the resonance or placement of your voice, much of what we recognize as the sound of a language or of its accent on another language, comes from the way that these muscles direct and focus the sound in your mouth, throat, and nose.
For example, the mouth muscles push forward and the sound behind the lip and upper teeth, not just for one, but for several of the Romance languages. Even more far forward, in front of the teeth, between the lips, is the sound focus of the most formal version of European British, obviously spoken in English. The upper lip attracts the muscularity and sound energy from many of the accents of Central Asia, and the bottom lip draws the tone focus from the Germanic language pathos. Sometimes the resonance focuses further back in the throat, where the nose and the mouth meet, is the sound location for another Romance language, that of French. Ancient Middle Eastern sound is also found in the back of the throat, and the muscles draw the sound down to the middle of the mouth in many other parts of Eastern Asia.
That's the difference in the muscularity of how those people speak, correct? Different muscularity in the mouth is going to equal a different dialect. Now, speaking one language with the muscularity and sound focus of another creates a large part of what listeners recognize as a foreign accent or dialect. That non-native muscularity also makes it harder to create some unique vowels and consonants of the language. So my goal for you is to learn to take on the style of that mouth muscularity, starting with lips, teeth, palate, throat, tongue movement that creates the American resonance and prepares those muscles for uniquely American vowels and consonants.